Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled Young Adults.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and heal. He said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra shirt, tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Here at Queen of Peace in Squamish, we have a bunch of young adults, 6 young adults, 4 in their 20s and 2 in their early 30s. In opposition to the current culture, they are passionate about certitudes, intense about their faith, and they very much want a bottom line. But they are also big on having fun. They seem to have a lot of that. They laugh a lot, and they laugh loudly. And when we have a celebration like last week, a postulant, Denise, received the habit. She went from the postulant's black skirt and vest to a totally white habit and veil. This means she's beginning her novitiate. Well, we celebrate that. And they can do crazy things. Like one time they did a skit about robots. And they're all walking around TikToking like robots. It was just so crazy. So they're the only ones that laugh. We all laugh a whole lot. Last week, I had 2 of them, both 26, on a work project. The monastery has been closed down since early spring, and the main entrance needed a facelift. So we went down the mile-long driveway with the truck and tractor. These young women are very accomplished. Sister Diana has a bachelor's in science, and Sister Marie Etienne has a bachelor's in fine arts. But they never drove anything. They always took public transport. So I put Sister Marie Etienne in the truck to pick up the weeds and leaves and stuff. And I put Diana Marie on the John Deere, and off we went. They were a little apprehensive, but thrilled. I explained to Sister Diana Marie when we got there that you have to go full throttle for cutting grass. But she thought that meant full accelerator too. And she was flying around like a mad woman. So I had to flag her down, and we straightened that out. And she laughed and laughed. And meanwhile, Sister Marie Etienne is trying to turn the truck around in the middle of a street with a ditch on both sides. Luckily, it's not a busy street. Long story short, they were having a whale of a time. They like an adventure, but they very much like to be trusted. That's what Jesus has on his hands in today's gospel, I think. A bunch of young adults. Jesus was only 30. Why would he pick a bunch of old men? Probably now. They had just had breakfast this day. We heard last week, if you remember, that there was a group of women who looked after them and provided for them out of their means. There's a big question for me here. How did first century Middle East women happen to have their own bank accounts? Interesting. Anyway, here are these happy young guys, first thing in the morning, gathered around Jesus. They're pushing, shoving, tickling one another. They're just exuberant, like, wow, to have found such a man as Jesus. Awesome. A leader with a vision of hope. And Jesus probably had to shout a bit to get their attention. Hey, you guys, listen up. Listen up, you guys. You are going to go out and preach and heal. Who, me? Yes, you. You go to all the villages around here and tell the good news. And you won't need coats, hats, boots, shoes, umbrellas, whatever. The good news is going to carry you. Imagine that, eh? That's a wow. They were thrilled. They had to be. They just had to be. My gosh. Right? Where does this leave you and I? Well, let me just say, hey,